The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bandit tumble. At the top of the hour, you heard the news about the flash bang holsters. Well, we've had the inventor and the owner of the company at the Get Prepared Expo in 2013. And it was really kind of neat. It's a holster kind of... right there in the brassiere. And so there's the flash. And then bang. So, hour number two, USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be here. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Ethan Indigo Smith is with us. Welcome, Ethan.
Thanks so much, Vincent. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. And, you know, I was thinking about some of the things that that you like to talk about. And you know, one of the things that happened in my life that was really... really startling to me was the explosion of the nuclear reactors in Fukushima, the meltdown. And the day after it happened, I happened to be on the air. I was on once a week. And I was on the day after it happened in the Springfield, Missouri market when I first started broadcasting. And I said, this is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. And people thought I was nuts for saying that. I stand by those words today. And what I was trying to say is this is the worst thing that a man has done to himself. The worst. We have done nothing worse than this. This is the biggest thing that we've done to ourselves. And this will last for years and years and years. And one of the things that you talk about in your post is called... fascism through nuclear experiment. And the post is called Is Nuclear Experimentation Fascism by Ethan Indigo Smith. Want to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I was actually getting kind of attacked, if you will, scholastically by many nuclear experiment advocates. And I asked them, is nuclear experimentation fascist? Because it seems so to me. Just in, and this is before I looked into what is quite a beautiful definition. And I was just thinking of the tie-in between corporate and government, merely that. And of course, you know, I was attacked for being insulting. I really was just asking a question. I wanted to not only get them to consider it, but, to investigate their reaction as well. But let me just read this definition of fascism. Any program for setting up a centralized autocratic national regime with severely nationalistic policies, exercising regimentation of, here it is, industry, commerce, and finance, rigid censorship of and forcible suppression of opposition. And so we see this tie-in between all GE designed nuclear reactors. Actually, they designed the nuclear reactor in Indian Point outside of New York City, which is the same design of five of six of those at Fukushima 1. And reminder that the Fukushima disaster is literally that experiment is called Fukushima 1, and it's six reactors. There's another Fukushima 2, another site of multiple reactors as well, very close by. So it's severely nationalistic, and they are always censoring the opposition. And with something that is invisible, with effects that occur some years later, carcinogens cause cancer, and they don't necessarily happen right away. And so the causative measurement is really easy to hide. And so corporations, they love to hide information in what they do. And so, and this invisible particulate, which the nuclear engineers and scientists laughingly refer to as fuel fleas, right? These fuel fleas escape and kill you for the next umpteen thousand years. The control of language that the nuclear experimentation has is interesting, and Orwell would probably be almost proud of their evil wordsmithing, because they're so slick in it. For instance, the term half-life, it doesn't mean, a lot of people think it means, well, iodine-131 has a half-life of about 8 days, and so it decreases by half every 8 days. And it's a lot like the old riddle, if you walk half the distance to the wall each step you take, you'll never get there, right?
Right. Right. Mathematically,
so
that's correct.
It's a total misnomer, and it's totally misleading language that Orwell actually depicted in 1984 and Animal Farm, right? And something I like to use to pierce the veil of their lies, the nuclear experimentation fascists, if you will, but all these institutional representatives, is the arithmetic of language, right? There are a few different types of lies. If we look at it through arithmetic, there's adding BS, right? There's just the straight addition of lies, a total imagination. There's the subtraction of information too. So the incomplete presentation, that's often how they really like to do it, right? The omission of information. But there's also multiplication of divergent factors that take us away from, you know, what's the real story, right? And also they will divide the connects. So I like to use that mathematical representation to pierce the veil of how they lie, you know?
Mm-hmm. And why don't we bring into this discussion the Hanford Reservation?
Yeah, and that's going to be and has been an ongoing disaster. And earlier this year, actually, reminder that we're only in year 69 of the nuclear experiment, which is perhaps eons long. And so this summer, or July 16th, will be the anniversary of the detonation in New Mexico, the Trinity detonation. And since then, we have amassed tons of nuclear waste in making fuel with it for the nuclear power generation facilities. And also at Hanford, primarily, it's a waste storage site for the weaponry programs. And there's the knowns about Hanford are scary enough. And what we don't know is actually potentially even more nightmarish. But this year, about 36 people were sickened from chemical/radiation exposure from leaking tanks. And I believe there was not a huge explosion, but an explosion of some sort that caused a major release. And so every country that has a nuclear experiment will have and does have its own Hanford, or its own what is happening now. That's the armament side of the waste production. And there's really nowhere that they put, here's another great euphemism, the spent fuel pools, right? It's actually not spent at all. It's ignited, the ignited fuel pools. so there's nothing spent about it. And another one is depleted uranium ammunition. Again, it's not depleted. It's ignited. It's literally, you know, especially when it's sent out of the cannon, it's literally reignited. So depleted uranium, actually, that's, you know, one way we've gotten rid of some of this waste, is made ammunition out of it and bombed Sarajevo and Iraq with it. So
yeah, no different really from, well, in overall concept from fluoride. You know, we've got this toxic waste and it's killing cows where it's, you know, where it's been buried. So what do we do? Well, let's spread it around. Let's make sure everybody gets some.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And so we put it in the water supply and we dilute it that way. But you know, it's not safe. It's not safe for children. It's not safe for anyone. I'm talking about fluoride in the water. So the answer to what do we do with uranium that we don't know how to dispose of, well, we spread it around. We put it in projectiles and we shoot them all over
you know,
sovereign nations that we want to beat up because they have oil or they've done something to threaten the Federal Reserve note. That's what we do with depleted uranium. And, you know, we were talking about the Hanford site or the Hanford Reservation. It's in Benton County, Washington State. And it's on the Columbia River. It's 586 square miles in size. And this was the site where we first made plutonium. And there's a lot of waste products that go into the manufacturing of these radioactive compounds, if you will. Well, that waste was stored there, and it was stored in 55-gallon barrels. Many of them have leaked, and they've traveled. What's happened is these leaking liquids, these radioactive liquids, have traveled outward from the from where they were stored, and plants have absorbed these chemicals. And as small animals, rodents, rabbits, and so forth, eat these plants, their waste becomes radioactive. So they don't eat the plant and then release their waste right at the plant. They walk around or they move around. And so there's an outward moving circle or radius from where the radiation is. And it's brought outward by these wild animals because this plant is not inhabited. It's toxic. So the animals don't know that. They go there, and their waste is bringing the radiation outward farther and farther and farther. And it's in the Columbia River. Yeah. Serious. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Ethan Indigo Smith.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $12.6110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.0717, $6.5359 for a half ounce, or $3.2679 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.0717, $6.5359, and $3.2679.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ethan, I was just thinking during the break that it takes the individual greed of sick government employees and sick government contractors to dream up devices that have the power to destroy all living things on the planet. I'm talking about radioactive bombs, nuclear bombs, biological bombs, weather manipulation. It is absolutely sick that people would meet in a room and say, you know what, this is really, I got a great idea. You know, we can build this stuff, and it has no way, there's no way of disposing of it safely. Okay? This stuff will be around for as long as we can imagine human life being around. And we can spread it around. As a matter of fact, we can use this thing to vaporize a city, you know, with a small one. And if we really get good at it and we start experimenting, we can wipe out, oh, with five or six of them, an entire population of, or 90% of the population of many countries. I mean, this is really sickness at its finest.
Indeed, it is absolutely sick. And I like to say that they're stupid, and that is giving them the benefit of the doubt, right? That they're not totally evil, sick devils. I mean, it does take something very extreme amount of pressure / something is seriously wrong with you to conjure up such devilish inventions. Voltaire said something to the effect of, if you want to know who's in control, find out who you cannot criticize. and the nuclear experimentation industry being so wrapped up in the global military-industrial complex, and actually the UN Charter even, one of their mandates is to promote nuclear power. And so whatever the WHO says, well, that's secondary to the promotion of promoting nuclear power. And the UN organization said that after Chernobyl, only the firefighters died, right? Other scientists say that millions died and were affected.
Mm-hmm.
So even today, they're now building what is one of the most complicated engineering feats ever since the pyramids, probably. They're building another sarcophagus over the sarcophagus that they already had built over Chernobyl. So before Fukushima, it was said that Chernobyl would be the next Chernobyl. There's a CNN sponsored movie called Pandora's Promise, which to me is proof that the nuclear folks, the pro-nuke pukes, as I call them, are stupid. Because Pandora's Promise, the allegory of Pandora's warning, is that here is something that is an eternal fire, and you cannot ever put it out. If you open this, that is what you will get. And so the Pandora's Promise is literally a warning not to ignite things, very much like nuclear experimentation, that these systems could go volcano at any time. And it is a horrible, sick experiment that actually, it's beyond an experiment, because when you're doing a controlled experiment, you keep it in the box, right? Unlike Pandora's Promise, that it just goes. And what we've seen in the initiation of the nuclear era, not only has there been hundreds of leaking nuclear power plants when they're going right, and many meltdowns, also there's been over 2,000 known nuclear experimentation detonations on every strata of the planet. And if you look at the increase in the cancer, one could say the initiation of the cancer era, it totally correlates with the nuclear experimentation era. So this is something, an experiment that is totally out of the box, and it's impossible to say that those correlations are, one is due to the other, but because the experiment is out of the box, right? But we do know that ionizing radiation does cause cancer.
Ethan, when we come back, I'm going to share with the class something that I experienced back in 1979. It was a nuclear disaster at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. I was downwind. We'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready. Take care of your family and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with a highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to Lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, back in... Well, 1979, actually it was March 28th, 1979, there was a nuclear disaster in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, at the Three Mile Island nuclear site. This is a power generation site in Pennsylvania, 35 years ago. And I lived downwind, hours away from this disaster. And I remember watching the news, the television news. Actually, it was semi-credible back then. Barely credible. And the news would say, well, it's just steam. You know, it's not a meltdown. It's just steam. You don't need to worry about it. Everything's fine. No meltdown. Just water vapor. And I didn't believe it. I contacted some of my associates who were well-versed in physics, and they said, no, it's just steam. You don't need to worry about it. I talked to some of my chemistry friends. It's just steam. You don't need to worry about it. Well, I did worry about it, and I didn't believe any of it. I thought it was a nuclear disaster, and I thought it was lies. Well, so I stuffed the those little air leaks that you have under the doors and in the windows, and I kept everybody inside. And our neighbors thought I was nuts. 10 years later, there was a television special about the downwinders in a different area. Fortunately, we were not in the direct blast of the radioactivity. And there was this news report 10 years later, and it said, it talked about these families in this neighborhood, and every family had cancer, some kind of cancer, liver cancer, skin cancer, pancreatic cancer, some kind of cancer. Every single house in this neighborhood had cancer. And this one guy who was on television walked over on camera and picked up a dandelion leaf in his front yard. And he outstretched his arm and he put the tip of the dandelion leaf on his fingers. And the other end of the dandelion leaf was at his shoulders. He showed that it was 3 feet long. Obviously, it was a mutation. Okay? What I'm saying is, they absolutely lied back in 1979 about the radioactive release. And the media was all part of the disinformation, the obfuscation, the downright lying by omission to we the people.
Yeah, that's...
So that's one little story. And then let me show you another one, Ethan. I have a friend who lives in Europe. And she's a physician. She saw people downwind from Chernobyl.
Wow.
She saw babies born with two heads.
Yeah.
I'm very serious. I am very, very serious. Two-headed babies. Down the road from us on our farm in Missouri, in Rogersville, Missouri, there was a story, I guess it would be maybe 6 to 9 months ago. I posted it on the website, usaprepares.com. And it was about a calf born with five legs. One leg was coming right out of its face. I have a news story here at the farm. It's buried somewhere. I haven't, even though we've been here 8 to 9 years, I still have not unpacked all of the books that we have. It took trailer after trailer load to bring these books, at least 20 trailer loads of books, a lot of books. And I have some newspapers. And I have a pullout from the Sunday paper. And it's called Parade, and Parade magazine was in lots of newspapers back then. And it showed a picture of a horse with eight legs that was born downwind from Chernobyl. What I'm saying is, this radiation thing that you talk about is evil, it's dangerous, it's out of control. There is no solution for its, we'll call it, exhaust or waste, whatever you want to call the products that we say, yeah, okay, we're done with that. They're radioactive, and we don't know what to do with them. We don't know where to put them. They're leaking all over the planet. And I don't believe there is a single, this is my belief, I don't believe there is a single nuclear reactor in the United States of America that has not leaked radioactivity at some level. I don't believe there's one.
No, it's a fact that they all, actually, I just saw an article that approximately 75% of them are constantly leaking, and surely they've all had their accidents and so on. Mm-hmm. And you know, this year, in year 69 of the nuclear experiment, it's now proof that every attempt to store the waste is failing. Hanford being the armament waste, and all the nuclear power plants in the United States have the, you know, this euphemism of the spent fuel is on site, actually. And there's this, you know, the news of all the flooding going on in the central United States. Well, several nuclear power plants are threatened by flooding every summer now, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So spent fuel is all on site, and that is the most dangerous aspect besides the reactor core itself. And now with what happened at the waste isolation pilot plant in New Mexico, pilot for experimental, right?
Yes,
was what they call transuranic waste, which is somewhere in between the, you know, total death of the waste from armament and the, you know, less wasteful, less deadly stuff. And so it's now, there's no way to tell, but multiple explosions probably occurred down there, and it's a big dirty bomb waiting to happen, or several. So every aspect of the waste has been proven to not work. And so that's another reason why I call the nuclear scientists and engineers stupid, because they're not looking at the trends of what's happening. And that's what scientists do. They don't refuse to look at information like politicized scientists do, whether it's having to do with environmental destruction, climate change, or nuclear experimentation, right? And so every level of the nuclear experiment is a total failure, which demands reconsideration.
Mm-hmm. Ethan, I know a politician, and I despise him. I won't mention his name. And, I specifically despise this guy, because I know him pretty well. And he was telling me that he voted in Missouri for corn to ethanol. Now, obviously, he didn't go to science class, either that or he wasn't paying attention. Because it takes more energy to make a gallon of ethanol than ethanol contains. And it's the height of, well, we'll use your word, stupidity. That's the same word Dr. Norman Shealy uses when he talks about people that are like this. He uses that word, stupid. Well, the problem, one of the problems that we have is that the people who vote for these kinds of things, that approve them, are ignorant of the facts. We don't necessarily elect people to represent our interests who are the brightest that we can find. As a matter of fact, I think it's the opposite. These people are selected, and we get a chance to vote among those who are the most corruptible, the ones who are inclined to be corrupted because they're weak of character. They are absent of morals. They're pitiful examples of humanity. They are interested in their own pleasures. Those are the people whom we elect or are selected for us to choose among to represent us. And they become what I call politicians, which is people who have been corrupted and bribed and compromised. Well, that's one of the reasons why we've gotten into this mess, because real scientists who ask the hard questions, who might say, I don't think we're ready to do this nuclear experimentation because we don't have enough solutions. We don't know where we're going to put the byproducts of this. It makes no sense at all. Ethan,
yeah,
it really makes. I have never gone to my boss or bosses when I had a job back in corporate America. I've never said, hey, why don't we do this? I've got this really bright idea. Why don't we do this? I have no idea how it's going to end. It might kill us all. It'll certainly put everyone who's close to it in proximity at risk of serious disease or death. So what do you think? let's do it, right? I mean, I wouldn't even consider doing something like that.
Yeah, and the way the nuclear industry has presented, framed the nuclear experiment, firstly, I like to call it an experiment or experimentation because that is definitively what it is. We don't have a complete grasp of the what-ifs and whether-tos of what's going to happen with this stuff, let alone the reactors themselves. It's all an experiment. And it's funny that when the cores are ignited, they'll tout that they have the power of the sun under control. And yet when we suffer meltdowns, meltouts, and melt-throughs in three at Fukushima, they say it's not going to affect you. So it's a kind of they're lying to themselves or us, right? So it really comes down to we have to insist that there is a change, or otherwise the institutions, like Orwell pointed out, it will march right over us and have a boot on our face for the foreseeable future.
Well, I can see those boots right now. As a matter of fact, they're in a town or county right near you. They're called MRAPs, Mine-Resistant Ambush Protected Vehicles. Sheriffs all over the country are getting them. They think they're free. Think about it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding.
Under today's hot
water,
take
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you go to USAPrepares.com, at the bottom of page one, where the instructors are listed, you'll see the fourth column, political and government issues, and you'll see Ethan Indigo Smith. And you click on the link there, and it'll take you to a Facebook page. And on this Facebook page is a picture, an image, of a protest, a Taiwan nuclear protest, where the protesters are dispersed with water cannons. Okay, and in the background you will see the authorities with face with helmets and face shields and shields to protect their bodies. I can't see their armament. I'm sure they're armed, but all piled up are these people who are being blasted with water cannons. Below that, Ethan has a picture of these three guys. One of them is George Bush, the director, former director of the CIA. He was president of the United States. Then his son, George Bush, and we call him Junior, right? And then there's another Bush, Jeb. And it says here, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. A vote for Jeb, and you are just stupid. And you know what? I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. And then there's another image, and it says there's a woman holding a sign, a cardboard sign. And it says, the power of the people is stronger than the people in power. And that's absolutely correct. If we unite.
That's right.
If we unite.
You know, I wanted to say that the nuclear experiment industry, they really try to present themselves as green or as alternative to the petrolithic industries, right? The oil and fracking.
Yeah.
But they're the same. It's mined and refined and oligarchically controlled. And benefits these institutions, the few over the many. And I think all these problems that we're creating via environmental destruction through especially the energy oligarchies, are really ultimately a problem of our mind. We're not self-empowering ourselves and we're lending power to these institutions. The American Indians, on not even noticing how we were digging up oil and uranium, but only on noticing our greed for the yellow rock, as they called it, right? they said, do not dig up the guts of Mother Earth, for bad things will happen. Mm-hmm. Essentially, and that was before we went into this petroleum surge and uranium ignition. And so look at this astute warning from the American Indians all over North and South America. This was a sentiment, and this was just when they saw how crazy the European settlers were for gold and silver and so on. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, we need to become more permaculture and agricultural sourced, and that's actually the only way to boost the economy is to create things. And how do you create things? Well, the best way is to grow them and not dig them up and make the land then bereft. And so, yeah, the nuclear experimentation industry is exactly the same, only maybe tenfold worse as the petroleum industries and corporations that we are obviously destroying the environment.
Ethan, here's a hypothetical situation. Can you imagine? Now, I'm not recommending that anybody even think about doing this, but I'm just saying, what would happen? What would happen if 1 gram, just one tiny speck of radioactive waste, what would happen if that were found in a government building someplace? You know, I'm talking about the same radioactive waste
right.
that the government creates, okay, through its reactors. If it were found in a government building, it would make the news worldwide. How these people who worked in these buildings, these people who fight for you, these government minions, were threatened with radioactive waste. Can you? I'm serious about that.
Yeah,
I really believe.
And it's total contrast. Especially considering the WIPP that leaked americium and plutonium all over Carlsbad, New Mexico.
And yeah. and became airborne and headed out to the east. Ethan Indigo Smith, we're out of time. If you'd like to contact him, there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.